This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. officials now say as many as 6 million households in America may have to pay a fine for failing to have health care coverage. Whether you do or don't is reported on your next tax return, and those who don't meet the rules for exemptions will have to pay $95 a person or 1% of family income as a penalty. That's 4% of taxpayers who'd pay. Under the Obama administration's Affordable Care Act, the principle is known as shared responsibility. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein looks at how well this insurance mandate worked in Massachusetts.
Deadlines, John Kingsdale says, can be good things.
Nothing seems to galvanize action better than a deadline.
But penalties? Say you mean business. When Kingsdale ran the Massachusetts Health Exchange, consumers raced to buy insurance before penalties kicked in. But he says it's more than penalties that helped the state cut the uninsured rate by 50%.
We really had consensus. The business community, healthcare providers, insurers, they were all very unified on the same page.
If Massachusetts had consensus, the rest of us have confusion, says Rice University economist Vivian Ho.
Even me, I'm a PhD health economist. I study the Affordable Care Act for a living, and I'm still confused by it.
The point, says Ho, is even if penalties as a tool push some to buy insurance, its effectiveness is being undercut. You've got negative press, the early healthcare.gov glitches, affordability questions, and people who just don't want coverage. Add it all up, and the CBO projects 4 million folks will pay the penalty in 2016. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.